Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me, of course, are the lovely Derby girls. We have Phoenix and we have Glory Sparks. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Always good to see you. And a big bout coming up this weekend. Tell us what's happening.
We have our very exciting bout Saturday at Lakeview Arena. The doors open at 5. The bout starts at 6. This year, they are just single bouts. There's not a doubleheader. You want to get down there, get your good seat. Tickets at the door are $5. Sorry about that. NMU at the door with a valid ID is $5. Tickets at the door are $10 for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. And we are playing the Small Town Outlaws from Kalkaska.
The Small Town Outlaws from Kalkaska. Now, you were telling me just before we got on the air that they just started just before you guys did, but they've had a little more experience. Glory, tell us about that.
Well, they are from downstate, and of course, there is a lot of derby action happening downstate Michigan. And roller derby has been growing, and there's lots of great athletic teams out there, and they've experienced a little bit more than we've had the opportunity to. So they have a great strategy. They're very hard hitters. I mean, I think I say that about each and every team that we play, because that's what derby is all about. It's about being strong, being smart, playing well, playing clean. And these ladies have the opportunity to do that. We've met up with them previously, and they beat us by just 20 points, which in the derby world is just one jam. And so it's a very exciting time to be down at Lakeview checking out roller derby action, because it's going to be a very fun and fast, furious event.
And another Derby Dame is with us, Phoenix. And Phoenix, when you talk about one jam in 2 minutes, explain that a little bit, would you?
So the bout is broken down into periods called jams. They're 2 minutes or until the lead jammer calls it off. So they could be as short as 30 seconds, as long as 2 minutes. And that's our scoring time. So you watch for the gal with star on her head, and every time she passes one of the opposing teams, she gets a point for every pair of hips she passes.
And that's how derby is scored.
Absolutely. And a jam can be, you can get 4 points, and I've seen jams go as high as 34 points. So that 20-point lead they had on us last year was very small.
Wow, that's wild. Mike Plourde in the studio, and joining me is Glory Sparks and Phoenix, both from the Dead River Derby. And ladies, that you have about this weekend, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but you also sponsor for every bout that you have. Who are you sponsoring this week?
That's exciting. Part of roller derby is that each bout, a portion of the ticket sales benefit a local community, a charity or organization. And this bout, it's going to go to Lake State Industries, which has been established in our community. They were founded back in 1969, and everybody has a little bit of awareness about them, but they provide a variety of vocational training programs with the long-term goal of establishing employment for some individuals. And it's really a great group to be part of and help support. And we're really excited about encouraging as many people to get down to Lakeview Arena on Saturday so that they can help support Lake State as well.
And Phoenix, the same thing happens at every bout. You're going to have bouncy houses and other things. Tell us what else is going on.
Yep, kids 12 and under will be free. We have bouncy houses to keep them entertained. We actually have a coloring table for the kids this time that will have derby-themed coloring pages. The kids seem to really love that. We also have beer, wine, and concessions for the grown-ups, which the parents seem to love.
Everybody really loves that. And it's Saturday. Glory, tell us one more time when, where, and how can folks get tickets?
Yep, this Saturday, August 20th, right down at Lakeview Arena. The doors open at 5. It's just a single bout, so you got to get there, get your good seat, find out where you want to be in the stands to cheer on your derby girls. The bout starts at 6. The tickets are $10 at the door, and we've got Kalkaska, Small Town Outlaws, coming up to play us, and it's really a wonderful time to have them travel across the bridge and get a good Michigan team playing.
If you haven't been to Derby so far, then you need to go this weekend and check out what's happening. If you have, you already know what's happening, and you'll be there.
That's right. I mean, that's the fun part about Derby. People roll in, they haven't seen it before, they have a great time, they have no idea what's going on. But when you come back, it starts making sense. The strategies and the rules start all starting to fall in place. There's lots of penalties that take place. And so the jammers, as Phoenix was talking earlier, they get 1 point for each opposed hips they pass. However, they also get points for anybody in the box as soon as they pass one of their team members on the track. So the key is to get out on the track, stay on the track, and do some great strategy this weekend.
Get the other players in the penalty box. I like that. And Phoenix, you're always looking for new skaters, is that right?
Absolutely. We invite them to come down at our open practices. They can get a hold of us on Facebook or on our website at deadriverderby.com. We're looking for new skaters to join the team. We're also looking for new people who want to ref. So if they're ice skaters, they can be on rollerblades. They don't have to be on quads. And if they, you know, have some latent skating abilities and just want to come out and yell at us while we're skating, that's always a great thing to do as well.
Phoenix and Glory Sparks joining us today from the Dead River Derby. Ladies, thanks for your time this morning, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.